It's time for the Geek Game Too Long Didn't Read.
Hey, welcome to Geek Cave Too Long Didn't Read. For all those folks who want to know what's going on, but damn it, they just don't have the time. So, rather than taking the 38 seconds it'd take to read the article, let's delve into this for about 5 minutes. What do you say, Darren?
Sounds fine, Chad.
All right. Today we are talking about an article that I found that just kind of floored me. So I'm a PlayStation guy. In the realms of video games, that's what I like playing. I have nothing against the Switch or the Wii or its add-on, the Wii U. I've enjoyed many of the games I've played on the Xbox, but I always come back to Sony. And I read an article that says that my PS4 needs this little tiny battery in it. This little CMOS, complementary metal oxide semiconductor battery. And if it doesn't have that, and if you're one of the like 40% of the country that lives where internet access is a little bit sketchy, if that battery dies and the internet goes down, so too does your PlayStation.
That's insane. I mean, first of all, I'm already hurting from you calling the Wii U an add-on. That hurts.
Well, you know, it was just, it played Wii games, but then you could also play Wii U games. So it's just,
yeah. I guess
it was like the Mega Drive, you know, you plug it in to your existing Sega.
Like the 32X.
Yeah, the 32X. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I get it. There's like one Sega Genesis / Mega Drive fan right now who's freaking out. So climb down off the ledge, John. You're fine. So, yeah. I was doing some research before this as well, and this is crazy. Apparently, you can't play any physical or digital games offline if you don't have this battery connected. You get this error message. No physical or digital games. That is just... What?
And that's the reason that we're actually talking about this, because one of the things that you and I have said over and over again on the main podcast is that we tend to buy physical copies so that we have them.
Yeah.
You know, as time's gone by, I think that you've bought into the digital more than I have.
I get more. I think it's mostly a convenience thing and a sales thing. I still buy physical copies, but as a space saving measure, I think I've moved a little bit more digital.
Well, and also of the three of us, you have the most stable and fastest internet capability.
Fair.
So downloading a 40 gig game, hi Outriders, doesn't take you the 3 hours that it takes me.
We could say hi to Outriders, but it's going to take at least 4 hours before that server reconnects.
So take that frustration and now apply it to every game that you've got.
Yeah.
Whether you've got a disc or not.
You know, it's maddening to me. Adam Blank is a friend of the show. He has the podcast Remember the Game. It's a retro gaming podcast. Mm-hmm. And he remarked along the lines of, Sony is seemingly in the PS3 cycle of its cycles, where PS2, wildly successful. PS3, they crapped the bed because they, you know, made some stupid choices. PS4, wildly successful, and here we are. And, you know, I kind of see it, because I know that, A, there's the backwards compatibility thing that Microsoft has going on, and gamers apparently love it. I love it. And Sony seems to be whatever about it. And now we have this situation where if games are art, then you should want to preserve that art. And here we are literally at not only a failure to preserve, at least as far as we know, but also just a big thumb to the eye of consumers if you want to just stick with the PS4, because you know eventually those batteries are going to die.
Yeah, I mean the lifespan of a CMOS battery can be as long as 20 years. I mean, it can last for bloody ever, or it could be as short as like 6 months. Mm. It just depends on what's being asked of it. And you know, I still play my PS3. You know, I've still got it, and I've got a lot of games that I play on it because it turns out I can't play them on the PS4.
Yeah. Well, and now with the Vita and the PSP and the PS3 stores shutting down this summer, there's a lot of people that are rushing to kind of re-download this stuff. And now that this is being discovered in PS4s, it's making people wonder, is it elsewhere?
Yeah. Now, if you want to call good news with great big quotation marks and a question mark in the middle of the sentence, good news, you can get a replacement CMOS battery for your PlayStation 4. No news yet on whether that's also for the PS3, but it would mean voiding your warranty to do it, because you've got to actually take... It's not like the hard drive swap that Sony has been, you know, been okay with since the PS2 era.
Yeah.
This is a... No, you've got to get in. You've got to remove the battery from the motherboard and slot in the new one.
Oh, my gosh. Now, modder Lance McDonald, he released an unofficial Bloodborne patch that makes the game run at 60 frames per second on the PS4. So he knows his way around the hardware.
And it is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I didn't play much of Dark Souls. All right?
Right.
Or Bloodborne. You know, I played quite a bit of Bloodborne. It made me want to go back in and play, and then irritated me with the now perceived choppiness of that locked 30 frames per second.
Well, it's something where when I go from my PS5 to playing something on the Xbox One, and I can tell the difference in frame rate, and it annoys the crap out of me. But we digress a little bit. He says that he's pretty sure the error is because trophies on the PS4 require the internal system clock to be correct. And so when that battery goes out, it can't access the clock, and therefore it can't access the trophies. And because trophies are required of every game, you can't play your games, which again is freaking stupid.
The best we can hope for. Now, this is one of those things that could feasibly get a firmware update.
It should. Know, it,
by just unlocking, basically unlocking trophies from the clock.
Yeah, you know? That's easy.
And
I mean, I say that's easy. I don't know. I've never done it, but.
And if the trade-off for that is it means that you can't achieve trophies anymore, honestly, I'm okay with this. I haven't cared about trophies since you and I had an unofficial like race to see who would have more platinums like 7 years ago.
We're not doing that anymore because I'm still running.
Shit. Well, I'm going to have to play something besides Minecraft, I guess.
Get those Lego games. Those are easy platinums.
Yeah. They've also really messed up the games. Lego games now, they're not pick up and play anymore. You used to be able to pick it up, play 10 minutes, you finish a level. Now it's 45 minutes per level.
Oh, don't get me started.
Open world stuff. Ugh.
Lego Avengers is pretty rough. But and it looks like there's been more than one person who's been able to substantiate that this is a problem. It's not just kind of an individual thing. It also raises questions about, will we eventually see homebrew and, let's be honest, measures of piracy on the PS4? Because, and we've had this discussion before, the Geek Cave podcast does not condone piracy or the illegal use of software. I have to say that. But, you know, if it's a situation where I cannot give you money to do the thing, or you will not allow me to do the thing that I have given you money for, what recourse do I have?
Mm-hmm. So they're still supporting the PlayStation 3, you know, network stuff, at least for now.
Not
the store, but the network. But you can only replace the battery as long as the PlayStation Network supports the PS4.
Yeah.
So let's look forward, you know, 15 years from now when the PlayStation 6 is in its, you know, middle late of its lifespan, and suddenly the PS4 gets shut down and then the battery goes.
Yeah.
And
now, granted, that far in the future, we don't know how many people will still actively be using their
PS4s. True. That's true. And I say it as somebody who has since October-ish been completely unable to get a PlayStation 5.
Right. And I get that. Hey, I've got, but to that, in that vein, I've got a Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
That is more than 30 years old, you know, mm-hmm. still working, that kind of thing.
Nintendium. If
Nintendium, yes. And I've got a PS3, which I presume will be working for a while longer. But it's probably one of those things where if you're a collector, if you're into retro games, or again, if you're into preserving video game history, because God knows the companies aren't going to do it for whatever reason, you know, you're kind of left in a bit of a difficult situation, especially if you want to go back maybe 10 years from now. And I really want to play the first Horizon Zero Dawn, and I don't want to play the PS5 version because they got her hair wrong or something. I don't know. You know, it's going to be difficult to do that, if not impossible.
Or just assume for a moment that, they don't port over something.
Yeah.
You know, some of those
license titles.
I'm going to say, I'll use just a perfect license title. Let's say the Green Lantern PS3 game, you know, God of War only with Green Lantern.
I liked it.
I did too. I thought it was a fantastic, fantastic game to kind of be able to play, jump around, hit things with green light. It worked for me, mate.
Yeah.
but that didn't get a PS4 release, and it's certainly not going to get a PS5 update.
No.
You know, it might someday show up on the store as one of those retro games, like Dark Cloud, the PS2 game, eventually showed up on the PS4 store.
Yeah.
But it's a problem to have an art form or even just a media that so much time and effort and money goes into, only to be discarded as soon as the next thing comes out.
Yeah.
And that's what this kind of inattention to hardware details kind of looks at. It's like, yeah, there'll be, how many games were there for the, and we'll just use the PS2 for now. How many games were there for the PS2? Like 2,700 games.
Something like that, yeah.
Some huge number. You can play what? Maybe 100 of those?
If that. And that's like, a lot of it's through like PlayStation Now, which again is like a streaming thing. You're not owning, oh, actually it was higher, 3,800 games.
I was only off by 1,100.
I was curious, so I Googled it.
But I would say that probably 100 or less is what you have access. Now, that being said, only about 600 or fewer are worth returning to.
That's fair.
The higher, it's like the Wii. The more games you've got, the less there is percentage-wise that's really worth your time.
Market leader always has the most crap.
Yes. So, but I played really great games on the PS2. I didn't have a PS1. I never played PS1 games. I was a Nintendo rat before PS2. But I played amazing games on the PS2, amazing games on the PS3. I'm playing amazing games on the PS4. It bothers me that there's going to be a point possibly in the future where I'm not going to be able to introduce those to somebody else.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Rogue Galaxy on the PS2 came out toward the tail end of that system's lifetime, and mm-hmm. I think it's practically required reading, if you will. If you like action RPGs, it's phenomenal. And, mm-hmm. you know, Skies of Arcadia is another one from Sega, for example, where these games are just not going to be reintroduced. Either A, because the console maker went belly up, or in this case, if the console maker just doesn't give a damn.
Yeah. So, I wish I had answers. I don't. I guess the best answer, Sony, if you're listening, is just work on a little update. You can put it in that, you know, monthly update that you make me do anyway. And then you just get to say, you know, instead of a security update, which is the most banal thing that anybody could ever tell me you're doing with an update.
Yeah.
You know, fixing the CMOS battery problem to allow games to continue being played regardless of whether or not the battery dies.
And you guys could use some good PR right now, so.
Oh, certainly could.
Yeah.
That'll be a different TLDR. Once all the data shakes out.
Yeah.
Boy, howdy, there's a lot of that. I don't have anything else to talk about with it.
Neither do I.
I'm frustrated, and I needed a place to put my frustration, so you, gentle listener, get to hear it.
And we appreciate you.
Absolutely we do. You make our rants worth it. We good?
We're good.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, all. Tune in for the other stuff. You know the other stuff. It's the stuff that comes out when we're not doing this. And everyone's a geek for something. Peace.